You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, my name is Joe DeWitt and this is the Crypto Breakdown. On here, I'll be getting you caught up on everything you need to know regarding crypto, any relevant news, anything that you missed. Don't worry about it, we'll cover all that good stuff in the morning before you go out and start trading. Hey there everybody, happy Wednesday and welcome back to another episode of the Crypto Breakdown. My name is Joe DeWitt, and today with me, I have COO over at FCF Pay, Joe Parkin. Joe, how are we doing?
Very well indeed, thank you.
To start things off, for some listeners out there who may not be familiar with the platform, if you want to just go ahead and talk about what FCF Pay actually is.
So FCF Pay is a crypto payment gateway. In the case of e-commerce, we work in a similar kind of way to PayPal or Stripe. However, we're slightly different in that we can be integrated with point of sale terminals in brick and mortar stores also.
And do you do crypto payments and fiat payments, or are you kind of sticking with crypto payments at the moment, or how does that work?
The core product, FCF Pay, is crypto. However, as FCF Pay is built with an API that can connect to anything, we have a crypto on-ramp at the beginning and off-ramp at the other end. So although we are processing crypto, we do offer integrated systems for people to be able to use their credit cards to buy crypto and send it directly to the merchant.
Okay, cool.
And for the merchant to off-ramp directly to their bank account. We're currently doing this with Coinify. We have a partnership with them. They're one of the biggest players in the fiat crypto yep. fiat space, working with some of the larger exchanges.
And I'm not too familiar with the FCF token. So how does that work? Is there any like unique utility with it? Or if you want to talk about like the dividends or how those come into play?
So the unique thing about our token is that it's a revenue sharing token. It's not a utility token as such because okay. it doesn't actually do anything within the system. Mm-hmm. Its sole function is to distribute dividends to its holders. So we have 10% tokenomics on buys and sells. Half of that is distributed as BNB dividends amongst holders. And then also 2/3 yep. of every transaction fee through FCF Pay also goes back to the community, to holders of FCF token, in the form of 1/3 directly as dividends and 1/3 as an automated buyback and burn.
Cool. Is it available on other trading platforms or is it strictly through FCF Pay?
No, actually, it's on PancakeSwap. So you can buy it on PancakeSwap.
On other decentralized exchanges, you can get yeah. you can trade it. Awesome.
Exactly. But also on LBank and Hotbit as well. Our roadmap includes larger exchanges further down the line. However, not very much further down the line. However, to be perfectly honest, the sensible thing to do is to hold in a wallet, DeFi wallet, because that way you get your dividends.
Exactly.
You know, so it would be a shame to buy on an exchange and not.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're not receiving that the dividend payment.
Exactly.
Moving down the road, does FCF have any sort of plans to kind of pivot or move into a sort of NFT project or any sort of NFT utility down the road? Or are you kind of just sticking with the way things are now? Or has that been in the talks a little bit?
We actually already have an NFT project.
Really?
Yes. So we have a project called French Fellas. They are 2,000 hand-drawn French bulldogs.
That's awesome.
And they actually have a utility which is coming in into play within a few weeks at most, which ties into another project that we have, which is FCF Poker, soon to Ooh. Become FCF Casino. So,
oh, exciting!
There's a full Web3 poker room, which is live. You can go to fcfpoker.com right now and play. We process the payments through FCF Pay in order to buy your poker chips. Which, by the way, I didn't mention the fact that FCF Pay is multi-chain. We can process payments from just about every chain you can imagine, and tokens thereof. Part of the rake from FCF Poker goes to French Fellas holders.
Awesome. And the French Fellas, are they on the Ethereum network or Solana or which network?
They're
are
Ethereum.
On? Ethereum.
They're Ethereum. Yeah, cool. The tokens on BSC.
Okay.
However, we opted to we opted to launch the French Fellas on Ethereum because that's where the majority of
exactly yeah
investors that, are. Yeah, NFT.
The investors and the good projects over on the Ethereum network.
For now, at least.
Exactly, for now. For the time being.
Yeah.
Moving forward to onboarding kind of new investors into crypto and getting away from, you know, traditional finance into DeFi. Is there anything that comes to your head when thinking about how maybe some best ways for people like us to onboard new people into crypto or DeFi?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that comes hand in hand with doing what we're doing, which is kind of forming a bridge between traditional commerce and the cryptosphere, is education. So by speaking to companies about, so business owners about using FCF Pay to process crypto payments, we also educate them about crypto as a whole, and they very often end up getting interested in investing in crypto once they realize that it's not as scary and underground as they think it is, you know. Yep. Because often mainstream media does tend to kind of
push it one way or the other.
Yeah, it kind of makes it look bad.
Yeah.
In fact, I just got off a call 4 minutes before I got on with you, but it was about kind of local economic redevelopment and things like this, and the conversation went from not really understanding what crypto is to asking how they can invest. You know, once they kind of start to understand it better, and they realize that it's just digital money, and
yep.
it's, you know, the blockchain is a way of having, it's as simple as a yep. way of having one copy of a digital asset.
Exactly.
And then you transfer it from one person to another, and then that list is shared on lots of computers in the same way as Amazon web servers have multiple copies of the same thing. You know, it's all around the world to make it work better, you know?
Yeah, and what you said earlier, like kind of getting rid of that like fear or that like, you know, that scary aspect of crypto where if you don't necessarily have that knowledge and you're not quite aware of, you know, these assets and what they really do, it seems really scary at first. And, you know, it's hard to think about investing in it. And once you have someone, you know, break it down in a simplistic way, it's kind of, you know, it becomes a lot more user-friendly. Because like you said, it's simplicity and, you know, it's in its most simple form, it is a single ownership of a digital asset. And it's once people start to understand it, it's like, oh, that, you know, that makes sense. I can get behind that.
Exactly. And they start to even understand some of the more what could be seen as more complex ideas of using NFTs for like the deeds of property or something.
No, absolutely.
It sounds insane.
No, absolutely.
Oh, hang on. No, that's much easier than going down to an office and signing and stamping a piece of paper and filing.
Seriously.
It. You know, oh, I could just transfer it. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. And a lot of the people that I interview too, they say a lot of the same thing. Like a lot of the, you know, COOs or CEOs, and they're talking about all these different dynamic aspects of NFTs and how we can use them in the future. And, you know, any other person who's not really in the space, you know, you couldn't really comprehend using an NFT or, you know, non-fungible token in that way. But, you know, we're just scratching the surface at this utility, and it's going to be around for quite some time.
Absolutely.
Crazy stuff.
These people I was just speaking to, that after a while, they said, speaking about FCF token, they were like, so basically it's stocks. I said, well, no, it's not stocks.
Not quite. But
it's better than stocks.
Yeah.
Because you get your dividends every 24 hours.
Yep.
you know, you can decide to increase or decrease your position at any time of the day.
Yep.
Any day of the year.
Yep. at any time.
Mm-hmm. Fully and owning you your have own the assets. Community aspect, you know, you don't get that with stocks, you know, but we kind of form in our case, it's the FCF family, and it's a genuine community where everybody gets behind this, and you can information flows a lot more freely. Yep. You can find out about what's going on in real time, which you don't get when you're investing in the stock market.
Yeah, that is absolutely one of the best things in crypto too, is the community. Just and no matter where you are, wherever you're investing, if you're in the space, you're going to be a part of some community, and it's for the most part, it's usually pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing. In fact, today what I'm most excited about is something that we're planning to do with our donation widget, because using the community aspect of crypto, our slogan is empowering crypto. You know, we want to kind of bring the whole crypto sphere together to take crypto into the mainstream. And one of the ways we're going to be doing that is by trying to get everybody together to back good causes. You know, show how we're not just a community, we're an amazing community.
Yep.
And make some, you know, do some good in the world.
we've got
a brilliant project going on, which I'll send you information about as soon as I would love to
look into that a little bit.
It's going to be a big one.
That's awesome. Finally, this is my last question. This is the one I like to ask everyone at the end of our interviews. It's my favorite one to ask. Personally, for you, I just want to know how you kind of got introduced or how you started into the like DeFi world.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah, is that so?
I'm just a general purpose nerd. I'm a nerd about everything. Everything I learn about, then I have to kind of dive into it as deeply as possible. So weirdly, I learned about blockchain many years ago. But I didn't invest. I found it interesting, and I started off by thinking about these kind of deeper uses for it, about you know, how you could use it for like tracking complex data flows and things. Yep. Things like this.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it and for such a long time, and thinking about what it could mean for the world economy if we were to create a blockchain based economy. With peer-to-peer transactions, etc. But I was so busy thinking about it and doing other things, I didn't invest. I only started investing about 2.5 years ago. But when I do something, I go all in. So then I found that I had a knack for it.
Yeah.
And also that I'm quite good at finding good projects. And I actually started in FCF as an investor. And then got on very well with John, the founder.
Told him your vision, and they're like, you know what, come on board.
And here I am. Because one of the things is that both John and myself, we're business people. We both ran businesses before this. Mm-hmm. John had never had another crypto project before. He got into starting the project partly because, apart from his vision to take crypto payments to the mainstream, it was also because he was fed up of getting rugged.
Yeah.
so he was going like, in.
If I make a project, I can't rug myself.
Exactly. Well, in a way, he kind of has rugged himself because he's invested a lot of his own money into it.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's how that works.
Kind of. Yeah, we're going to work on re-rugging him.
Yeah,
as things go forward. So the concept of re-rugging is something which I find funny. But that's kind of one of the things that scares people about crypto is getting rugged and so.
Oh, absolutely. So that is a
everybody,
huge thing.
Everybody should remember that's only going to happen to you if you're being greedy.
Exactly. And you're not doing your research. And you're not doing your research.
Yeah. Oh, and people do not do their research.
Yep.
They really do not. It's unbelievable.
As we like to say here on Crypto Breakdown, never financial advice, always do your own research.
But actually do your own research.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And doing your own research isn't saying, do you have an audit? Yes. Are you KYC'd? Yes. I'm going to buy.
Buy. Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
But honestly. but then on the other hand, there are projects which do end up turning out to be a scam, or just having nothing behind them whatsoever, beyond a logo and the promise of a staking platform, for example, or the promise of a swap.
Of community. The promise of community.
Yeah. But then they're getting hundreds of millions of dollars market cap.
Yeah.
Whereas our project and other projects that are actually doing something remarkable often take a lot longer to get going. You know, I have to say our project had a huge hype run up.
Yeah.
Before products were built, and now we're kind of coasting along at the moment while we're finishing product development and everything else, and waiting to announce some of the big names that we've got on board. But it's amazing that before we proved that we can do what we've done, there was more excitement than having actually done it. It's there's some certain things in crypto that are somewhat confusing.
Yep, I swear that is a big thing in crypto. When you have promises, or it's before a project launches or a project is being built, people always like it more. And when a project actually delivers on the utility that they say they will, that's when, you know, people are kind of like, well, I'll go find something else. And also you have that aspect of culture too. Really, you know, you could build a project with so much utility that does so much good. If it doesn't gain traction amongst, you know, the right investors, or doesn't, you know, sit right with the, you know, crypto traders or NFT traders, it's not going to get that traction that these other projects will. And that's kind of the crazy part, is that it's so much culture involved in these trading of NFTs.
Absolutely. I've got to the stage that I can look at a chart and kind of almost hear people.
Yeah.
It's kind of this group psychology of it. It's fascinating. Fascinating to watch. But still, but the long-term way to make money in crypto is to do your research.
Absolutely.
That's how you make money. You find a good solid project some good solid projects, and then you stick to them.
Yep.
And you keep up to date. It's not, if you're lazy about it, like with anything, if you're not going to make a good living if you're lazy. So, you know, you might get lucky, you might win a lottery, but generally speaking, your chances of success are much higher if you actually put the hours in.
Yep.
Go and listen to the AMAs. Go and read the white paper and the news and the updates, the roadmap. You know, if it gets updated.
I'm going to back off of that and say, you know, it's not even enough to just do your own research. You have to continue doing your own research. You have to, you know, you have to look at what's happening currently in the project and how they're integrating with other things and whatnot. Yeah, it doesn't stop. That's the thing that is hard to understand. You always got to keep
thinking. We finished our 2022 roadmap.
Really?
and we just published a new one. Awesome. We already finished, so we published a new one which covers the next 12 to 18 months.
Wow.
And we've already, in the first week or 2 weeks of publishing that, we've already announced a couple of things. For example, Zapier. Do you know Zapier? It's we've got Zapier and Make.com integrations for already done. They weren't even on the roadmap. They're done.
Wow.
That's just me. And there's something else coming out which isn't on the roadmap.
Can't hear about. We can't hear about it yet. Not yet.
It's something related to the charity thing.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But however, a lot of this, people that keep up to date with news would have seen some rumblings on social media related to Shiba Inu on one hand, and some things that I've said.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm really bad at keeping my mouth closed. John, the CEO, is even worse than me. He'll just like, in fact, that's one of the reasons we published a roadmap for the next 18 months.
Yeah, just to get it out there.
You know, we're all rubbish at keeping secrets, so let's just
stay in
all
there.
Of our plans.
Yep, exactly.
But I've already let loose some information on the Telegram group about some of the public figures involved with the charity thing.
Hint, if you want to hear some more FCF news, go join their community, get on their Telegram, get on their Discord.
Came from you. I've seen. That sounds a lot more credible.
So, yeah, yes, exactly. Absolutely.
We're always in there. We're always active. We're always happy to answer questions. But not just the team. The community are incredibly well informed. we have a thing called the panic filter on the Telegram group, where if people say the word panic, then it brings up a message reminding people to keep calm.
Oh my gosh!
That crypto is
when they
volatile,
start to doubt themselves a little bit, doubt their trade. Yeah.
And for example, just after we had this big hype run up, and then the correction afterwards, people made ridiculous amounts of profit. It went from the token was launched on the 19th of August last year, and it went from 20k up to over 70 million. You can imagine the amount of profit people were made, right?
Yeah.
So obviously it has to correct. We're currently sitting around five million. But even 20k to 5 million, which is another thing, advice to people that get into crypto, don't look at what the peak was, look at where you were and where you are
exactly.
Now.
Yeah.
So if you've gone up 50 times and then you're sitting at 20 times, you didn't lose 30 times. You made
exactly.
20 times.
Yeah.
You know, people don't get
it. Something you got to
think about. And unrealized gains are not gains. Unrealized losses are not losses. People don't get this one either. Anyhow. What am I talking about?
That's the beauty of the podcast.
Ah, the panic filter.
No, so that's awesome.
So we haven't yet. I realized the other day that there has been exactly no panic during this, what people call crypto crash.
Yeah, start of the bear market, as you will, or whatever.
Fine. Yeah, everyone's fine. Everyone's pretty chilled.
I mean, I think for most people, I think for a lot of traders, especially myself included, it did start to feel a little unnatural at a point. I mean, when you're talking, when Staples Center is getting bought out by, crypto.com, and we got crypto.com arena and SoFi arena and everything. Like it kind of felt like we were getting into a place where crypto was just everywhere. It was every Super Bowl commercial. It was, we were kind of reaching a point of, so I think for a lot of traders or people that have been around for a while, it kind of felt a little natural to be where we are right now, but that doesn't mean it's not scary. But yeah, I definitely agree. I don't think there's as much panic as you would expect, really.
No, I think
like back in 2017, I feel like a lot worse. Or even the COVID.
I think assuming that potentially there are certain people that may. There are some conspiracy theories out there that there's market manipulation, is what I'm trying to say. Now, if that were to be true, then that could be triggered by having crypto.com and things up on sports stadiums. And they could say, oh, this is getting a bit out of hand. I think I might sell off a load of this.
yeah, definitely.
Could potentially just, I don't want to get into that kind of thing. And I think there's always an element, there's a grain of truth in any...
In anything, yeah.
In anything. However, the crypto community now has the confidence that this is the time to buy more. It's fine. Just normal folks are just happy to keep growing their bags.
Yeah,
because everybody knows where we're going.
Well, and it's that aspect of, the technology isn't going anywhere. It's not that developers are going to stop building. It's just because the present price of, crypto is going down doesn't mean that any of these projects are going to stagnate or we're not going to start building even more. So that's the aspect you got to look at. There's going to be more building probably in a time like this, and you'll have that rebound in however long, where your average trader starts being like, well, all this building was here the whole time.
I'm kind of glad at the moment that things are quiet, because it means that we can get on with our work.
Yeah.
While the token's not pumping, it means that we can get on with building stuff.
Yeah, actually focus a little bit.
Yeah, because otherwise all the adrenaline's going. But this is much more productive at the moment, which is good. But there's no way, another indication that things are not going anywhere is that we, in the payment space, we are non-stop. This morning, I finished up a proposal for a huge real estate development company in Dubai. This afternoon, I've been speaking to people in the public sphere regarding part of what I was speaking about was regarding regulatory conditions in order to allow blockchain-based businesses to flourish. We're in contact with huge payment service providers. There's so much interest.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
Stay tuned.
It's unbelievable. And that's now. Now, before the start of the next bull run. Now, once that starts picking up, it's going to be
absolutely ridiculous.
Which is why we're busy building.
Yeah, you got to build now. You got to build now while you can. Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
You can't think that the crypto is going anywhere when the news is like right now. If one, literally, this is a real news story I saw on the BBC News was pub in Birmingham accepts Dogecoin for payment. This was only about 3 months ago I saw this news story.
Yeah,
that's one. Wow. Company, well, one yeah. small local business accepting one cryptocurrency, and it's on the BBC News, one of the most famous news outlets on the planet. You see, now it's gone up a little bit in terms of it will be news about Gucci or what was it? There was another one, you know, kind of a fashion brand now accepts Ethereum, which is crazy. Ethereum and Bitcoin as payment. You know, because people like hanging out for half an hour until your payment's cleared in order to walk away with your handbag.
Seriously.
But it's all over the news, but mainstream news. You know, I'm talking to household... I really watch my words sometimes. But I'm talking to household brand companies about rolling out crypto payments. And they want to do it for marketing purposes. To start with, which tells you something.
Exactly.
It tells you that crypto payment is in the zeitgeist, is part of the fabric of society at the moment. People generally expect it to happen, and people that start doing it now are seen as innovators.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're in the right space.
I've kind of been thinking that for a while, that, you know, these bigger companies are going to kind of start to slowly, you know, accept a few larger blue chip cryptos. And then all the smaller companies are kind of going to look at, you know, all these big Fortune 500 companies and be like, hey, well, they're accepting crypto and they're making a lot of money. We kind of have to do it too if it's popular and we're going to stay afloat and whatnot. And then that's kind of how it all starts, because, you know, you got to adapt in order to survive. And people love crypto.
There's over $2 trillion worth of value in crypto, and companies can make a choice whether they want to accept some of it or not.
Yeah. Seriously.
Why would you not?
I know.
Yeah. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And then we're doing things to make it as easy as possible as well. So with the on-ramping and off-ramping and all of this stuff, our API connecting to accounting systems, to billing systems, invoicing systems, etc. We've even built a system with multiple user types, and well, it's not live yet, but it'll be coming out soon. I can talk about everything now because it's all on the roadmap. so we've got multiple different user types and kind of agent accounts and sub accounts, allowing companies to build kind of complex payment flows, like automatic payment of commissions to salespeople, or awesome. Having certain one type of account for somebody that works as a cashier. And then you wouldn't say cashier, would you? It's a teller at checkout. Someone at checkout wouldn't have access to withdraw funds, for example. So and stuff like this. So we're building all these things in. Or another case would be like a marketplace type website, where you have multiple vendors and they sell their things, and then the website takes a commission. Well, we're building things into the platform so that can all be processed automatically, and then people can choose to transfer their money out individually, each one of them, wherever they are. They can transfer it out as crypto, or they can off-ramp. But as our off-ramp is through third parties, they would off-ramp via a local bank.
Okay.
If you see what I mean.
Yeah.
And we're even, at the moment we have Coinify, but we're speaking to a multitude of other on-ramp and off-ramp suppliers, meaning that people will be able to choose which one works best for where they are.
They don't have one option. They can do whatever.
Choose the best deal for them. So You know, imagine that. You know, everything just being done, all the money gets sent off everywhere, and then and then each person just claims their part of it, however they choose to claim it. You know, that's flowing funds. That's just that. That's good for the economy as a whole. You know, having
That's awesome. That sounds like there's a lot of stuff, a lot of exciting stuff over at SCF Pay. We're gonna have to check out.
Yes, I do. I think you should definitely check it out.
Absolutely. And for any other listeners that want to out there. Joe, what is the best way to join your guys' community, would you say, for any listeners out there that may want to get involved in any Telegram or Discord or anything?
I would say our Twitter accounts are very active. So the main ones are FCF Pay and the other one is FCFBSC. If you search for French Connection Finance or FCF, you'll find it, or FCF Pay hashtag. And then we're on Telegram. That's where we live on Telegram, basically. Yep. There's somebody there. Pretty much 24/7. And I would also say to go and try FCF Poker. If you have crypto and you like poker, it's the place to go. We actually have some tournaments going on. We have one this weekend.
I might have to check that out myself. I didn't know that was a part of the gig. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's fun. Let me know. Yeah. We'll speak. I'll
absolutely
give you some more information about how to get in there.
I'd love to get involved in that.
What do we have this weekend? We have a bounty hunt. So we've put a bounty on our CEO's head. Uh-oh. So whoever eliminates him gets an extra prize. And we have a pro poker playing streamer called Dap Center, who was in our tournament last week, and he's also got a bounty on his head because he won.
Oh, that's awesome! Wow, exciting stuff.
We're going to be doing some great stuff over there. We're going to do inter project tournaments. So like we're going to do FCF. Versus Crocboy, who are one of our partners, or Shiba Inu against Doge.
Like, yeah,
they can send in a representative.
That'd be super cool.
We'll try to make it so it's only tokens that we have listed on FCF Pay. That's another thing. If there are other crypto projects out there, get in touch with us because there's always something we can do to collaborate. So that could be listing on. You know, by listing a token on FCF Pay, that makes your token a usable currency that people can use to buy and sell stuff, you know, or services, of course.
Absolutely. Well, it's probably all the time we have today. Joe, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I had a great talk with you.
Likewise. Thank you. Thank you. Always a pleasure speaking to another Joe.
Right.
Joe
right,
Power.
That's how it is. For all the listeners out there, you heard Joe. You can go follow them on Twitter at FCF Pay or FCF BSE, was it?
Yes, great.
Awesome.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Joe, you have a great day, man. Thanks again for being on the show.
You too. Thank you.
Quickly, I just want to say that this is not financial advice. I encourage everyone out there to please do your own research before investing in cryptocurrencies, as they are very volatile assets.
Did you know nearly all stock price changes of 10% or more result from a single news headline? That's right. News headlines have a unique ability to drive stock prices up or down. These news catalysts create trading opportunities every day. All you need is a little help to reach out and take them. And if you're looking to grow your portfolio, it doesn't matter if your investment budget is small or big. An easy-to-read stream of news headlines will increase your opportunities to profit from price changes in the stock market, consolidate a knowledge-based investment strategy, and grow your portfolio. All you need is Benzinga Pro and its powerful news alerts, price tracking, and portfolio monitoring to make a positive change in your trading performance. We've already helped thousands of retail traders across the world, and they could not be happier. Increase your market knowledge, boost your exposure to big movers, and make informed trades before major price changes. The opportunities are all around you. Subscribe now, and we'll skyrocket your portfolio today.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.